Good morning. It's 7:54 a.m., January the 29th, 2017. I'm out. I'm walking. That's because I've skipped a few days, and I really can't afford to skip anymore. The muscles atrophy very quickly, apparently. Or I'm just... I'm actually sick or something, which is possible. I've had a bad case of the sneezes. I've had problems with my hips. I sound like an old man. Of course, I am an old man, so it probably comes natural. It's a lovely morning. It's mostly cloudy. But it's pretty nice in spite of that. It's raw. It's not cold, but it is raw. A lot of moisture in the air, which is unusual for here. So yeah, I didn't get enough sleep last night. This is the second night in a row. It's probably going to be a third one. Although, as tired as I am, I may wind up taking a nap this morning. I won't even wait for this afternoon. I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking because I had to take the kid to work. Should have been there at 7:30. So I put on my outdoor clothes, knowing that if I went back in the house, I wouldn't come out again. I'm not trying to push this morning. I'm trying to just complete the walk with the minimum amount of pain and discomfort. It's almost 40 degrees, although it feels more like almost 30 degrees. I've got fleece hood, I've got long johns, I've got all sorts of clothing. It's one of those days where it's too hot in the jacket and too cold on my face. I'm going to try to see if we can regulate this a little bit better once I get around and get into the sun. There is a little bit of sun. It's not a lot. Oh my God, this looks terrible. All right, take it easy. Take it slow. There's a skating rink here of ice melt that's snow melt that's gathered in a low spot at the corner. There we go. Slick. Very slick. Very slick. Places like that make me think I ought to carry a Ziploc bag full of ice melt in my pocket, so when I come across them the first time I can sprinkle a little ice melt on them and maybe the next day they'll be better. Ah. So the big adventure has been computer stuff. We've had a house full of computer stuff going wonky. And I really haven't wanted to deal with it. Yesterday, I finally got to the point where I dealt with it. My wife's computer, which I think at this point is the oldest, was the oldest one in the house. Now it's the newest one in the house. And she spent all day yesterday transferring and resetting and fighting with it and trying to get it to do the things she wanted it to do the way she wanted them to do it, even if the way she wanted them to do it wasn't the way the computer was built to work. The nice folks at Best Buy tried to convince us to buy a wireless card, and it was there actually was wireless in it. It didn't say it on the box, but yeah, there was a little wireless chip in it. Got it home, set it up. We didn't bother to connect the wireless. We just plugged in the cable. She has a cable connection to give her the most speed. So slightly faster than wireless. So she has that. She was bottlenecked in her transfers by having her old machine on the wireless network, so that was a bit of a drag, but it worked. I think she got it pretty much all set up yesterday. And last night, for birthday, I think it was for birthdays last year, both the girls got new desktops. Not top of the line, but very good gaming class desktops. And they came both of them came with their drive racks dismounted inside and rattling inside the case. So I sort of had to do a little bit of rebuilding to get them put back together. And then one of them worked just great, and the other one was loud. It had fan, massive fan. That's unusual. Let's get trucks in there. So it's always had this really loud fan, and I've tried to use the tools provided by iBuyPower a couple times to adjust the fan noise to deal with the fan. And what I discovered was that I couldn't beat it. So since May, that machine has been in there grinding away like a wind tunnel, like an airplane taking off. And last night while I was looking for something else, I stumbled across the settings that I needed in the BIOS to get the fan to actually behave rationally. And that is, when the machine's not under load, the fan shouldn't be blowing 100 miles an hour. Shouldn't be blowing 100%. Maybe 12%, maybe 25%, but not 100%. It certainly shouldn't be off, but it also shouldn't be full bore, which is what it was doing. So it took me an hour to get it booted into BIOS, just because Windows 10 and this MSI board are at odds, apparently. But I finally got it booted to BIOS, which took the longest amount of time, and then got to the fan and power and cooling and stuff, and reset it to what it was supposed to be. The smart fan was in fact disabled, so what was happening is the fan was being turned on full all the time. Whoever set the machine up originally, whoever did the motherboard setup, was missing the boat. And we hit it. And it rebooted and dropped into a very normal, very comfortable sound level. So yeah, that was my big celebration for yesterday. It came late in the day, That was one of the reasons I was up too late last night. And then I had to get up early this morning to take the kid to work. To be fair, I did get up an hour before she did. And that's my normal rise time, 5:30. Between 5:30 and 6. And I've taken to, when I wake up, before I look at the clock, I think, okay, am I going to get up? I will get up if it's later than X. I'll get up if it's later than 5. I'll get up if it's later than 7. This morning was, I'll get up if it's later than 5 o'clock. Because I had to get up anyway, and I didn't want to go back to sleep and have to be jarred awake. It was 5:30, 5:31. So I went out, fed the cats. The coffee pot was busily brewing coffee. I set it to for 5:30, try to give us a little... I had it set for 4:30, so that whenever I got up, coffee was already ready. But I've changed that recently. I seem to be sleeping a little later in the morning, staying up a little later at night. I am so and thinking of coffee and makes me think of food and makes me think of breakfast, and my stomach is rumbling and saying, oh, hi, good morning, it's time for food. Feed me. So in addition to everything else, my stomach is talking to me. But we got the machine fixed. We got it straightened out. We got it taken care of. Monk post. Easy dog. Changed out this fence. Dog can almost get over it. Ah. Yeah, it's 20 days without walking him. Paying the price. I'm glad I'm not trying to push it. Too lazy, too sick, too tired. One morning it was too cold. One morning it was 8 degrees. So that was a non-starter. But I don't really need that kind of enablement. I really need to do the walk. I really need to not have 4 or 5 days where I don't walk. It makes problems when I start again, and hurts my mood, hurts my well-being. Because if nothing else, I can celebrate getting out for the walk. I can celebrate doing what I really... It's getting to the point now where it's a significant chore, or it feels like a significant chore. I've lost the... It's something I have to do, not something I want to do. In spite of the fact that I know that by doing it, I feel better. By doing it, I'm in better shape. My head is in a better place when I get back than when I left. I suspect it's sort of like going to the gym. I keep thinking I ought to get a gym membership and get a trainer to help me. And then I realize that no, I probably wouldn't go to the gym. Oh, speaking of I probably ought to. The office is pretty much back together. I've got a couple of pieces. I got a bunch of trash that needs to go out. But I've got a couple of pieces that are still left, sort of. What am I going to do with this? A couple big boxes of packing material that I need to do something with. Like pack books with them, because I have people who want books. And I also need to order some books, because I got more people who want books than I've got books to mail. Which is a problem. And meditation. I'm almost done with the 30 days of depression unit. I got a couple more days to run, because I've dropped the ball not only on walking but on doing my Headspace. I bought a year's worth of subscription to Headspace at headspace.com. Headspace.org. I forget which one. And I really like it. I really like it. I like the guided meditation. I like Andy's voice is very soothing. And they're interesting exercises. This last 10-day piece is involves visualization. But instead of visualizing warm sunlight filling my body from the top of my head down to my toes, now I'm starting with a little spark of sunlight in the middle of my chest and imagining it spreading out to fill my body, to make me feel happy, content, and healthy, to picture myself smiling, and then to picture other people, people I care about, just people in general, smiling, comfortable, happy, well, which in these days is a little difficult, because you just see so much that isn't happy, smiling, and well. Speaking of sun, that sun feels warm. Turn my face to it. Feel it on my cheeks. So here we go, along the side of the park. It's very wintry. There doesn't seem to be any snow left. There's the occasional little clump here and there, tucked down in the shade. But it's supposed to be almost 60 today. Which makes me think I don't have anything to fix for dinner. I'm going to have to go to the store today too. One more interruption. I'll combine it with a trip out to pick up the kid from work. Almost back. What am I going to have for breakfast? What am I going to fix? I think oatmeal. Deal with some consolidation in the pantry. Take a look in there and see what I got that I could make dinner with. That's what I get for not walking. Although I'm not sure that that makes any difference. It's been giving me the twinge for the last few days. Wow, that was a long, slow slog. 21 and a half. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.